Good morning. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Andrew Brown, and I get the opportunity to address you first. I am here as the spokesperson for my client. Please know that I am an attorney at law with the firm of Fred Bruno. You also need to know that I have been hired as the defense attorney for Marco Cibaja. You will hear Mr. Cibaja referred to as the defendant, but I see him, first and foremost, as my client in this case. Today, I would like to start by presenting a brief opening statement which will help you focus on the important information about this matter. I will talk about the evidence to be presented, or the facts of the case, as it were. For the next day and a half, you, as members of the jury, will hear evidence that will attempt to prove several things. 1. That the accusation claiming the defendant was criminally negligent and thereby caused the vehicular accident on November 14, 2017, is false. 2. That as a result, there is no basis for the claim that Anna Ketterman's injuries to her neck and shoulders were caused by my client's negligence, much less should become my client's responsibility. 3. Lastly, that although Mrs. Ketterman has had a great deal of medical care, she continues to suffer from these injuries that the doctor claims are permanent. However, much as I can empathize with Mrs. Ketterman's pain, my client, Mr. Cibaja, should not be held accountable. Before I get into the actual evidence, I want to tell you a little about Mr. Cibaja, a regular Joe. He is 56 years of age and has lived in Minneapolis since he immigrated from Costa Rica. He served in the U.S. Navy as a gas turbine systems technician for 20 years until his honorable discharge in 2002. After his retirement from active service, he got a job with Cox Communications as a cable installer. In 1998, he met his wife Katie, an American citizen of Brazilian descent, fell in love, and got married. They have one child, Sergio, who is turning 21 this year. Mr. Cibaja will take the witness stand and tell you that prior to getting accused of this accident, he was very active in his community and with his family and friends. Besides going to work, he used to spend time playing volleyball, softball, camping, hiking, canoeing, and biking with his wife and son. I am sure you will enjoy hearing from Mr. Cibaja, and you will find him to be an honest and trustworthy guy. You will also hear testimony from the agents Mark Ring and Gary Smith, who work for the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension. These officers were the first on the scene after the accident occurred. Officer Ring will tell you that he and Smith were at the 4th Precinct when they received a call of paramedics needing assistance. The call was at 1600 Plymouth Avenue North, which was only a few blocks northeast of the 4th Precinct on Plymouth. They did not activate their lights and sirens because the location was so close and there was no traffic to navigate through. Agent Ring said that upon arrival, they were met by a paramedic supervisor who advised them that a male standing nearby with his hands in his jacket pockets was interfering with the treatment his EMTs were trying to give an accident victim, who we now know as Anna Ketterman. Further, these agents claim they were told that the Hispanic male was possibly the one who caused their patient's accident, thereby immediately making him a suspect, according to them. Agent Ring said they approached the male and told him to get his hands out of his pockets. He noted the male had a strange look in his eyes and a weird stare. Ring drew his weapon and held it in front of him, not pointing it at the male, but asking again to get his hands out of his jacket pockets. The male still refused, so Ring holstered his weapon and went to grab the subject's right hand and pull it out of his jacket pocket. Agent Ring tells us he had to forcefully pull Mr. Sibaja's hands out of his pockets, but he could not get his hands behind his back to safely handcuff him. Both agents agree that the male was resisting their efforts to get him handcuffed. What Agents Ring and Smith are not telling you is that Mr. Sibaja was also one of the accident victims himself. He suffered a concussion when he hit his head on the steering wheel after jumping the median in a futile attempt to avoid hitting Ms. Ketterman's car, which was going the wrong way down the street. It is that injury that accounts for the strange look in his eyes and a weird stare, as Agent Ring so candidly put it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is basically what this case is all about. The law enforcement agents want you to believe that other factors were involved and will imply these had a deleterious effect on my client's ability to drive, thus making Mr. Sibaja criminally negligent and at fault. However, I intend to provide you with evidence that clearly indicates otherwise. At the end of this trial, I will come back before you and fully expect you to find in favor of my client. I thank you for your attention.